Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, let's continue where you kind of ended there and maybe recap quickly.
Oh, sure.
You're telling us the place you visited, the bridge over the River Kwai, yeah, which is that movie, bridge. By the way, from what, the 1950s?
Yeah, Bridge Over River Kwai, yeah, in Thailand, and they made a movie about it, and that place is very haunted. As soon as you walk in there, you have a feeling of dread. I mean, you're talking about soldiers who were tortured, murdered, committed suicide. It's just a very depressing place. They have mannequins dressed up as tortured soldiers displayed there. It's a very sad place, and you can feel spiritual energy there. Also, I want to mention, too, that I recently wrote a book. It's called HPI, Haunted Great Wall of China and Other Stories. When I went to China, I went to Hong Kong and all those other places, but I didn't make it to the Great Wall, which is very unfortunate for myself. But Tim has been to the Great Wall of China, and I'm very envious of Tim because he did see the Great Wall of China, in which I didn't get to see. So I wish I knew Tim at that time. I could have went to the Great Wall of China with him.
Yeah, that would have been 1985, 86, something like that.
Okay.
The area that we went to was where the wall has been, you know, renovated quite a bit more for, I suppose, the tourists. What I would have liked to have visited was the areas where the wall is more of its, I don't know, antique state, you know, where there are sections that are still reminiscent of how it looked centuries ago. But, you know, to me, the amazing thing about the wall was that there are parts that it's almost a vertical climb as it goes, you know, up and down the hills of the area. So, I mean, yeah, unless you're in really good shape, you can't get very far without getting winded after a while.
Wow. And also, too, what's amazing is that the Great Wall of China is very haunted because I think they said it was like 40,000 workers were actually buried inside the wall. That's amazing. There's a lot of dead people inside that wall.
Yeah, when I was there, some of the people that that I talked with told me stories of the, you know, some of the villages that that are close to the wall and the ghostly activity that is experienced there, that, you know, the locals feel are from the workers who perished in the construction, you know, of the wall.
And Tim, not to change the subject now, but there's something that's bugging me, and I got to ask Gene.
Go for it.
Okay, Gene, how come you're so knowledgeable about comic books?
How am I knowledgeable about comic books? Well, other than being a reader and sometimes collector, and I was stupid enough to get rid of those things, I just pay attention to it. I watch the movies. I watch the TV shows. I'm not super knowledgeable, but as a reporter, I have interviewed a few people. Early on, I did talk briefly to Stan Lee, by the way. But it's
okay.
You know, it kind of blurs in my mind. It was my late teens or early 20s when it happened.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, with the comic books and everything, I met a lot of creators. I met the Spawn creator. I'm trying to think, because it was back in the 80s when I was doing the comic book thing, but The creator of Simpsons, I met him at the Comic-Con and everything else. So, and when Matt Groening. Yes. Those were fun times.
Did you follow the creation of that short-lived graphic comic book, Men in Black?
Yes. I did some reviews on the comic books and everything else on the Men in Black, yes.
How closely, and I've never read the comic books, do the comic books resemble the movies?
I don't think there's a close relationship with the movies. It kind of goes off into other directions, so no. I don't think there's a closeness on that.
What's so unfortunate about Men in Black is that the original creators or reporters of the legend, Gray Barker and John Keel, didn't make any money out of it. It took a third party who creates a graphic comic book to sell it to Hollywood and Hollywood to gross billions of dollars for the franchise. But Gray Barker, who wrote the book They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers in the 50s, John Keel, who wrote lots about Men in Black, zilch.
Exactly. And I don't know if you ever read this comic book, but The Savage Dragon, Eric Larson?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I focus
mostly on the mainstream comic books you buy at the corner drugstore.
And I focus more on the independent comic books. I was just fascinated with all these different characters. And what's so interesting is all these characters, they would meet, they would do crossovers, and it would become one big multiverse of characters. You got Marvel, DC, Image, you got Valiant, you got all these different type of companies which had their own universes, and they would interconnect, making it one big multiverse. So that's one of the things I appreciated about comic books.
What's the way also to sell more comic books? Look at this. The Spider-Man meets Thor.
Oh.
And the story doesn't go thud.
And I showed Tim where my character, the legendary Dark Silhouette, was published in a Marvel magazine shaking hands with Spider-Man. So that officiated my character, the legendary Dark Silhouette, as being part of the Marvel Universe for a short time to meet Spider-Man. And Tim actually got to see that drawing because I sent it to him on Messenger on Facebook.
Aha, that explains why you prefer Marvel to DC.
Yeah. I mean, I was so proud of that drawing. I mean, and seeing it in a Marvel magazine, it was like, wow. And then on the Marvel database, I'm mentioned in Iron Man comic book. So when I did a Google search, Paul Dale Roberts Marvel, and it showed the Marvel database, and it showed me mentioned in Iron Man. So, yeah, I'm part of that Marvel universe.
We should mention here, by the way, that if you're part of the comic book universe, doesn't mean you're a multi-billionaire. That's strictly for the movies. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at the creators of Superman. The creators of Superman were long dead before their family, their descendants, were able to get decent amounts of money from Warners and DC Comics. It was mostly a ripoff. Speaking of multiverses, of course, they had the Arrowverse over on the CW, which is kind of faded out. They're down to one show, The Flash, and the new show, Superman Lois, takes place, they finally admitted, in a different universe, so you don't even have Supergirl in there, even though Supergirl is supposed to be Superman's cousin. It's another universe. But that's true about the movies. The movies would show Superman, except for the Superman, Batman v. Superman, or the Justice League movie, it was only shown Superman as a separate character, totally apart from any other superhero. There we go with Tim And with Gene and Paul, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
But it's interesting here how pop culture legends fueled comic books and movies and everything, but also they fueled the UFO field and vice versa. Like, for example, the 1951 movie The Day the Earth Stood Still influenced the contactees of the 50s.
And it's also, too, amazing to me how many movie stars want to be superheroes. Nicolas Cage, he wanted to be Superman. They dressed him up as Superman, but that movie never came through. So they said, okay, well, you're not going to be Superman, but would you like to be Marvel's Ghost Rider? And he became a superhero Ghost Rider. And a lot of movie stars, they love taking the role of a superhero because they can walk around and say, yeah, I was the Batman, or I was Spider-Man, or whatever.
Now it's a thing, but look at how much trouble they had getting the first Superman movie up and on the screen. And then afterward, you had some other comic book movies that just basically just disappeared. I mean, you had Dick Tracy, which is a beautiful movie if you look at it, but it didn't do very well. You have, was it The Phantom and The Shadow? All of them that, you know, just disappeared. I mean, they were ahead of their time, possibly.
Shadow was overdone, I think. I liked it. I grew up listening to radio and The Shadow, The Shadow knows. Anyway, I grew up listening to that show. And The Shadow basically is a predecessor to Batman. Certain elements of Batman go back to The Shadow. So Lamont Cranston, the wealthy young man about town, is the playboy, the rich playboy Bruce Wayne. The beginning of The Shadow, the movie with Alec Baldwin, now look at that, where The Shadow is recruited to become a hero. And he's trained in the Orient, and that's loosely used to influence the beginning of Batman Begins, where he goes to the Orient to explore the criminal mind, meets Ra's al Ghul, and so on and so forth. So the similarities where they picked up on The Shadow brought Batman. But the problem is with these superhero movies until Superman the movie is that they're all low-budget fare. Go back to the movie serials, two of them for Batman in the 40s, they were horrendous. I mean, the first movie, Batman and Robin drive around in a normal car. No Batmobile. In Superman, the one with Kirk Allen before George Reeves took over, they couldn't spend money for special effects, so most of the flying scenes were animation. It was really pathetic. They actually had half-decent effects for Superman on TV. They spent a few more dollars. But they really didn't put money into that until they made the major movie.
The television show, Superman, you could see, though, the movie serial roots in that, especially the first season, where it's pretty violent.
It was more of an adult-oriented show, the first season of The Adventures of Superman. Then when Kellogg's sponsored it, they kind of made it more appealing to juveniles. I mean, there's a scene in Adventures of Superman where this villainous couple discovers his secret. And he takes him to this mountain, and he flies away, and what do? They fall off it and die. And they criticized Zack Snyder with Man of Steel for breaking General Zod's neck.
I have to tell you something. Okay, you guys were talking about The Shadow. Okay. Walter B. Gibson, the author of The Shadow, and this is a true story, he thought about his character so much that the character manifested into his home, and a situation, a paranormal situation like that, is called a tulpa.
And the tulpa was used as a character, quote-unquote, in the 1994 movie.
Ha! And his friends and family would actually, when they came to visit at his house, they say, hey, who is that guy that we keep on seeing, but then he vanishes? He's wearing a black fedora hat. He has a red scarf on. He has a long nose. Well, they're describing the shadow. The shadow would actually manifest in his home because the author, Walter B. Gibson, was thinking about it so much. There is that paranormal connection to the shadow.
I used to hear Walter B. Gibson on the original Long John Nebel radio show. You know, that's the pioneer of paranormal radio. And
oh, yeah.
He'd be on every so often. He was also a magician and a really good talker. But he wrote over 300 of the Shadow novels using the pseudonym Maxwell Grant.
Oh, okay. That I didn't know. Also, too, I want to mention is the author, Jose Farmer, who wrote Doc Savage and His Apocalyptic Life. Jose Farmer discovered that many authors, when they would meet, let's say at a convention or whatever, they would discuss their characters. So let's say Walter B. Gibson was talking about the Shadow, and the person who created Doc Savage said, yeah, let's make them cousins and see if the readers pick up on it. And all these different characters, from Spider to different other characters, I can't think of them right now, would all be connected. It would be like a family connection. Somehow Lois Lane was connected to Tarzan. And Jose Farmer even wrote a book called Tarzan Alive, which he connected Tarzan with all these multitude of literary characters done by different authors who connected their characters by saying that they were related somehow.
Well, you know, the Green Hornet was descended from the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, right. Exactly. Yeah.
He was, you know, like three or four generations removed.
And Jose Farmer actually said that in his book, that the Green Hornet was related to the Lone Ranger. And these authors were secretly doing this to see if the readers would pick up on it. And Jose Farmer was one of the ones that was reading all these different books and picked up on it and said, oh my God, these characters, Tarzan is related to Doc Savage, and on and on and on. And he picked up on it and wrote those books.
You're referring here to Philip Jose Farmer.
Yes, yes, yes. Philip Jose Farmer, correct.
Right. And amongst the books he wrote were about Tarzan, Doc Savage, and things like that. Where he would write, he had a story where Tarzan and Sherlock Holmes team up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, he didn't identify these characters necessarily in his books, except for rare occasions. A lot of times he put them under different names. So that, I guess it'd be copyright.
Right.
We've got Paul and Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care in states with stringent abortion restrictions. Jane Klain, director of White House Gender Policy.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was, as part of this website and also made public in other ways, is literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone, so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
13 U.S. states have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion, and more states will ban or restrict abortions in the coming months. This is USA Radio News. President Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to abortion. He was facing pressure from fellow Democrats to be more forceful on the subject after the Supreme Court ended a constitutional right to the procedure 2 weeks ago. The president blasted the court's decision and urged women and men to vote for pro-choice candidates in November. A man from Florida is being convicted for helping ISIS.
A Florida man will spend 20 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorne was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So interesting to hear about the paranormal and the reflections in pop culture, where they go back and forth, you know, like the Men in Black went to graphic comics to the movies, where Xavier Stood Still went to contactee claims, all this stuff being so related. And the thing I always wonder when we look at UFOs particularly, how much of what we see is colored by pop culture, influenced by it?
There are so many various TV shows and everything else. I mean, you even have a TV show on the CW called Roswell, New Mexico. So there is so much influence of paranormal to various TV shows, movies, and everything else. In fact, people are so attracted to the paranormal, you have a numerous amount of ghost hunting shows. In fact, my wife and I, we work as location scouts for Northern California for Discovery Plus Ghost Adventures. So we've gotten them so many cases. We've been on the show once with them. So it's just amazing how people are so fascinated with the paranormal.
Roswell, New Mexico, the CW series, was canceled after 4 seasons, just to let you know. I don't know how long the original one lasted, but that's an example. Another show highly influenced by the paranormal was Dark Skies from Bryce Sable. Bryce has been, of course, a semi-frequent guest on the Paracast, and that show was very much influenced by UFO lore.
Absolutely. Even if you look at some of your old TV shows like The Outer Limits and stuff like that, some of those episodes pertain to actual ufology. So, yeah.
Now, of course, we consider X-Files being the preeminent one, where it took all these legends of UFOs and strange creatures and filtered into a weekly TV series. I think, however, when they brought it back, it was on for 9 seasons, and they brought it back for 2 or 3 more, they really, really just destroyed the concept.
I agree with that.
I'm looking over the cast here of Dark Skies, the people who appeared in it. Eric Close, of course, was well known for other shows, but one of the people who appeared, I think, in a single episode was Jerry Ryan. Jerry Ryan, of course, being 7 of 9.
Oh, 7 of 9, yeah. Huh. I didn't know that.
Here's the other pop culture thing about Jerry Ryan. Her first husband and her had, I guess, a supposed open or unusual marital relationship. So her husband is running for U.S. Senate in Illinois against, we'll tell you who against in a moment, and the scandal destroys the political career and they pick somebody else, a talk show host. And he's roundly defeated by the Democratic candidate, Barack Obama. So in a very, very reverse fashion here, Jerry Ryan, 7 of 9, may be partly responsible for the fact that Barack Obama became a U.S. senator and then president. 7 of 9. And by the way, Obama is not a Borg. But this pop culture thing is so fascinating. You go back and forth, and you wonder how much of our reality is influenced by that culture. By what we see in UFOs, you can find influences everywhere. And how does that reflect reality?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there's so many influences there.
Maybe you can suggest some more? You were saying, guys?
Oh. I think Tim was saying something.
Well, I wanted to ask Paul before we run out of time. And this is getting off the topic of pop cultures, but I find this story fascinating, is how you met your wife. And this involves her car. And you know what I'm talking about, Paul.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story.
Well, what's kind of interesting, okay, her car, there was a person that she dated, and he died. And he became attached to the car. So,
his ghost became attached to the car.
Right, right. His ghost became attached to the car. So she contacted HPI and we did an investigation on her car and actually got some EVPs by her car. And, I wasn't dating her then, but I dated her after, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and before we knew it, we were married. But for some reason, that story blew up. It got on the Daily Mail. It got into UPI, United Press International. It was featured on Chelsea Lately. Perez Hilton mention it on the Hollywood Gossip column. So, I mean, the whole thing went viral. And to this day, we don't really understand why it was so viral. It's just, yeah, the whole thing just blew up. I did want to mention, this is something I forgot to talk about, but I wanted to mention it. In 1976 in Sacramento, California, I was living with my ex-girlfriend. Her name was Helen Lang. And I was watching TV. I could tell you what I was watching. I was watching Dick Van Dyke's The Comic. And the TV went static mode. And Helen was screaming, and I asked her, I said, why are you screaming? And she says, 200 feet above my head was a hovering UFO. And when I went out there, I didn't see it, but this is what she claimed. I said, if you really saw a UFO, I said, I'm going to take you over to the sheriff's office and you can make a report. Well, we got there. They gave us an 800 number. That 800 number was J. Allen Hynek of the Chicago UFO Studies, wherever he was located at the time.
Center for UFO Studies.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Thank you. So, she made her report. And then J. Allen Hynek actually called me. And he says, yeah, I would like to talk to Helen again. I go, who's this? And he goes, J. Allen Hynek. I go, wow, okay. And at the time, though, we had broken up. So I said, yeah, you can't talk to her because we broke up. And he says, well, do you know what the UFO looked like? Did you see it? And I said, no, I didn't see it. But I had her draw me a picture of it. He goes, great. He goes, can you send that drawing to me? Well, I sent the drawing to him. And then in the Sacramento Bee, come to find out, on the night that she saw the UFO, two other people in Sacramento saw the same UFO. So she wasn't lying. She wasn't being deceitful. She actually saw the UFO because two other people saw the same UFO. And it was published. There was a newspaper article published in Sacramento Bee about what she saw. So they did a TV series on Project Blue Book, and they showed, you know, the actor playing J. Allen Hynek. I felt a definite connection because I actually talked to the man, this legend, over the phone, and the guy was very thorough. J. Allen Hynek was very thorough and asking various questions about that UFO incident.
We've got more to come with Gene and Tim and Paul. You're in
to the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Dr. J. Allen Hynek, in the mid-1970s, I interviewed him. I wish I had the recording. He was always a gentleman. I also remember one time where he and I and the late Charles Berlitz, who wrote Bermuda Triangle, Philadelphia Experiment, and was co-author of the book on Roswell with William Moore, they met at a hotel room, which I set up for the two to meet, and the entire conversation was Hynek asking Berlitz how to sell more books. True. Do you ever explore any of that crazy stuff like Philadelphia Experiment?
No, I wish I did. I know I wrote an article about it. And what's really fascinating is how the sailors were infused into the ship and supposedly how it teleported from point A to point B and turn invisible. So that story is very fascinating. But when we went to Sonoma, they have a institution there was for the feeble-minded, the institution for the feeble-minded, and the legend has it that some of the survivors of the Philadelphia Experiment stayed at this insane asylum in Sonoma. So if it's true, I mean, it was just, that's what the story is. So I don't know if they were, some of the survivors were transported over there, but all indications, if you talk to the locals, they say they were.
Well, the other thing is they have so many crazy legends about it. Like, we got this character named Carl Allen, who called himself Carlos Allende, and he took a copy of the book, The Case for the UFOs, from M.K. Jessup, and he did all these wacky annotations, and somebody in the military creates what they call the Vero edition, where they make a whole edition of the book, typewritten, duplicated, showing all the annotations. It made no sense to me ever.
I'm going to take you off topic just a little bit. Have you guys ever heard of living ghosts?
Not
possibly, yeah.
Okay. When we do paranormal investigations, we also too look for living ghosts. And I'll tell you what a living ghost is. in 1974 in Chicago, Illinois, one of the cases of a living ghost, this couple, they move into this home. And around about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, they would see this man manifest. And he would walk over to the couch, and a woman would manifest on the couch. And he started striking her. He slapped her, like, 3 different times. And they saw these apparitions 3-4 occasions. And one day, they went to a block party. And the host of the block party, he was saying, yeah, he goes, we do this every year. Here's some photo albums of our past events. Go ahead, check it out if you want. The woman starts looking through the photo album. And then all of a sudden she sees a picture of this couple. And she goes, oh my God. She goes, these are the ghosts in my house. And the host looks at the picture and goes, yeah, they did live in your house. They had a lot of domestic disputes. The police were there all the time. They finally got a divorce. He lives 5 blocks down the road, and she lives out of state. But they're both alive. So what happened is the residual energy that they produced in their violent act was imprinted into the atmosphere, and it replays itself over and over and over again. And that's the case of a living ghost. And we did a case over at Evangeline's, which is a costume shop, and on the 3rd floor, back in the 70s, it was called Deal Mills. It was a disco nightclub. And yeah, in the 70s, I was dancing in Deal Mills. Sometimes, late at night, the employees are getting things ready for the next day. They hear, sometimes, disco music. They hear shuffling of feet. They hear people laughing. There was so much positive energy from back in the 70s at Deal Mills that it was implanted into or infused into the atmosphere and replays itself. It could be negative energy or positive energy that replays itself over and over again, and that's a case of living ghosts. I could be a ghost at Evangeline's on the 3rd floor when it was Deal Mills, and I'm still dancing up there and laughing or whatever. So I could be a part of that living ghost atmosphere.
Leaving an after image.
Yes, yes.
We're going to wrap our main show up in a couple of moments, then we'll have Paul Dale Roberts back on After the Paracast for some more discussion. But in the meantime, all the stuff you've investigated, do you run into people sometimes who try to put one over on you?
Oh, absolutely. We had one case where we do a paranormal investigation, and there was a little girl there, and she had her friends there. The reason why the mother called us for a paranormal investigation is to entertain her daughter. There was no ghost there. They just wanted to entertain the daughter. She could play with the equipment and stuff like that. They pulled one on us.
But what about actually faking the event?
Oh, yeah. We've had cases where people would actually fake the event and say, this is happening, this is happening. We find no evidence. Their statements are inconsistent. They said one thing happened, and then you ask them about a half hour later, and they said the other event happened, which doesn't coincide with what they originally said.
Making it up as they go along.
Exactly.
Highly unfortunate. You think if you're going to tell a good lie, you rehearse it first. Make sure the lie sustains right. itself for more than a quick visit. Maybe, of course, they think it's all a goof.
That's where my investigative skills come in when I was working with CID, Criminal Investigation Division, just to see if this story is consistent.
So, Paul, for those who want to learn more about what you do, where can they check you out?
Very simple. I'm really out there, so they can just Google Paul Dale Roberts. They'll find my organization and everything else. look up my organization or look up some of the investigations that we do, you can Google Paul Dale Roberts, or you can go to our website at www.cryptic916.com. That's CRYPTIC916.com. Halo Paranormal Investigations.
That number, does that signify anything?
916 is the area code of Sacramento, California.
Aha. Okay, we'll check you out there. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Also check out two hangouts or places or clubs for the PowerCast on Facebook. We also offer branded merchandise for the show with the logos and everything, with the T-shirts and the caps. Kind of like baseball caps with the PowerCast on them and all other good stuff. Check out the PowerCast.shop once again. That is the PowerCast.shop. You also want to learn about the PowerCast Plus, where we offer this show free of the network ads with better quality audio, and the After the PowerCast podcast, where we feature special interviews, extended interviews, and sometimes, as with our guest Paul Dale Roberts, where he hangs out for a little while longer for further uncensored discussion. Check out the PowerCast Plus at theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. We still are offering this deal. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20. You get 5 years subscription and a lifetime subscription, 20% off. Paul, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Gene and Tim. And it was a great show.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.